So I want to welcome everybody to this edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host that gets to do this every single Saturday morning and have such a dynamic group of listeners and people that are on the call both live and then listening later via the web or via CD. And this morning we have a wonderful couple with us that I say wonderful because I got the privilege of meeting them briefly at the recent MBA event in Irvine, California. But when I saw this couple from across the room, I literally thought, man, I'd like to get to know them. There was just something about them that just jumped out, and yet at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what it is. So, Rand, you fit the mold of what we describe as a true Nikan wellness consultant because you just look the part. And I'm sure maybe it wasn't always that way. Maybe it was. Maybe you guys just have always maintained that kind of outer glow. But let's go back, and the chief subject that we're talking about this morning is barley and what we can gain from it and your experience with what you guys have discovered. But let's go back prior to you knowing anything about this wonderful product that is available to us as wellness consultants called Jade Greenzyme. But how did you discover the world of not only wellness but also become such a powerful advocate for barley?
It was in 1996. I had it introduced to me by a Mennonite pastor in Sarasota, Florida. And I started taking it, and the effects of it, saw the effects of it immediately. And it's been a part of my life ever since that time, Vance.
Now, Rand, were you dealing with something that you were looking to gain effects from it, or?
Simply had it recommended by a Mennonite pastor who was a very health-oriented person, and he had just convinced me to take it. So
okay.
I wasn't really anything in particular that might, you know, make me go out there and track it down.
Okay. So no real major health challenges, or just simply looking for an extra boost?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
I had been a non-medical person, though, for quite a number of years prior to that. I'm one of these people that hasn't been to a medical doctor in 32 years.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, so I don't have to ask what non-medical means to you because you just defined it for us beautifully.
Yeah.
Okay, so
just someone who took responsibility for their health and their total health and did not just felt like God made a vessel that could survive without them. If you had to have them, you had to have them, but I've been able not to. So
okay.
I think in part because of my appreciation for quality air, water, and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. So you obviously had an interest in that even prior to being introduced to that. So take us up to being introduced to a product and then becoming literally, and I'm going to use the word powerful advocate because you guys have single-handedly built that, your business today. And there were other products, as you shared with me, but that was the chief one. What caused you to say, hey, there might be a business attached to this?
Well, at the time I took it, Vance, there was a business attached to it. The creator of that product, Dr. Yoshihide Hagiwara, had developed this product for the United States. Previously, it had only been sold in Japan, and it had been over here for about 6 years prior to me finding out about it. So when I got involved with this green barley product, similar to our Jade Greenzyme in every regard, at that particular time, I was able to begin to develop an income from it. What happened was, after this previous company had the product for 20 years, they gave it back, tried to knock it off, and so the manufacturer, Dr. Aguilar, got the product back and already had affiliations with Nikan, so it was just an eventual merger that took happen. So this happened in December of last year when a bunch of us passionate green barley lovers came over to Nikan.
Okay, now you just said something that, and I know I'm not the only inquisitive one out there when you say stuff like that, but when you were already with another company, and the primary product was barley, and you guys said, and let's just talk numbers here so people can understand what the potential is with this. And I think I need to throw in here that previously, prior to the Jade Greenzymes being introduced in Eakin's product line, the MagSteps, our foremost product that the company was founded on in 1975, was always the top seller product of anything. You know, $48 wholesale, $60 retail, and you can get, you know, 15 to 25% energy increase by wearing these in your shoes. Now, fast forward 30-some years, and we introduced this barley product that's got the, you know, the highest amount of chlorophyll, and not chloroform. I've mentioned that before. People are like, man, you guys really are weird folks taking, you know, poison into your body. I mean, chlorophyll and all these other proprietary, you know, effects of it processed with Primag water. And now today, it's our number one product, and we owe a lot of that to Dr. Gordon Pedersen as being an educator in the field for that. Now, you guys, though, with this other company, built it to give us a dollar amount. What were you earning per month on average with, in that being your single, your focus? Because you had other products, a few, and yet this was your main staple. What were you guys doing income-wise?
Let me explain. We were receiving half our income from the green barley product and making six figures a year.
Okay, there you go.
We had expenses, but we were merely selling the product. We really didn't have an opportunity to network with, or build a network like we do with Eakin. That's the big difference. We had people out in the field that would buy the product, working through the manufacturer, but we didn't really have other people doing what we were doing.
Okay, so it really wasn't as much of a true reproductive residual income that we get to enjoy with Eakin's compensation plan.
Correct.
Okay, so more of a marketing field rep and that kind of thing. Okay, so you guys come on board with Eakin, you bring a bulk of your team and with you, which is absolutely fantastic. Now let me rewind again here, and why barley, Rand? And I know I'm going to open up a can of worms, and I've got a few questions that I know are going to get emailed to me, and then I've got a few that I've already collected. But why barley? What's so important about this single ingredient that, you know, we could find it in grain, we could make bread out of it? What's the big deal?
Well, first off, look at civilization. Every modern civilization has had one of the cereal grass products as their staple food, barley, oat, wheat, rye, corn. What happens, though, there's a tremendous difference, Vance, between the barley leaf or the sprout of the barley and the barley grain. So first off, just draw a line between the juice of the barley grass or leaf or sprout and the grain.
Okay.
Two different things altogether. So if we look at nature, which one does the cow eat? Which one does the gazelle eat? Which one does the elephant eat? It eats the grass. It doesn't eat the grain. And that's pretty much the grass is what sustains those creatures through life. What is it about the grass that can do that? Why can an elephant live 100 years on something like this?
Okay.
So what
let me interject here, Rand. This brings up a subject which I know is always a very popular question, so I think we'll throw it in right up front here. And I've had this question myself, and because there are a lot of people who are either have reactions to gluten or they just want to try and weed it out of their diet for one reason or the other. And when you talk about grain versus grass, gluten.
Right. The grass is non-gluten.
Okay, so if the Jade Greenzymes harvested from the grass, the virgin, the young grass, you know, the young barley leaves, therefore no gluten?
Right.
Okay, so it's just not there at
right.
all. So
right.
we don't have to worry about it.
Right. You don't, whatever you know, your mind is preconceived regarding that, but there are other issues there with the grain. But what we're not talking about the grain. We're talking about
right.
the grass.
Okay, so let me let you, and I'll stop interrupting you because I'll get complaints in a few minutes if I keep doing this. So.
And I'm really not the one to ask the question to. The question should be asked to Dr. Yoshidi Higawara, who spent his life developing barley grass.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was there was a man living in Japan, a very successful medical doctor, pharmacologist, owned the largest drug company in Japan. but he had created some mercury toxic oil-based drugs, and in the process of creating these drugs, this very successful businessman person contracted, just became terminally ill, and his hair fell out, his teeth fell out, he just began to die, and from this toxicity. And so, like a mad scientist, which he was, I worked closely with his daughter years later, and she said he would stay up, you know, all but 3 hours a night, every night, just running on empty, so to speak, trying to, you know, in his laboratory and things. But this man had to save his own life. So he first started studying Chinese herb drugs, Vance, and then studied botanicals, checked out everything you could possibly imagine, found out things about different foods that, you know, you'd be amazed to hear about today. And in the quest to get well, he found that the most perfect food in all of life, in all of nature, with balance with minerals and vitamins and live enzymes, full of chlorophyll, which is so much like our own blood, and amino acids, the protein that we wouldn't think was in grass, is in grass, and in a balanced, perfect form to humans. And so when he began to juice this and drink this, he began to recover from this debilitating toxin, poison, that he had put his body through. He lost almost all of his stomach, but he could still take enough barley green every day to live another 40 years. He died 2 years ago at almost 79. And he developed all the science for barley grasses and cereal grasses, which is really not that popular among pharmaceutical companies today, which do not sell live whole organic foods. They sell the drugs.
Okay, so you're talking about, and he was how old when he contracted all these major diseases? And
he was about 38 when he contracted mercury poisoning, so he lived another 40 years.
Okay, so that's pretty significant to see that kind of turnaround. And I would believe, and I'm not a doctor, I went to school and studied to be a pastor, so I can't make any medical claims, nor can we as wellness consultants ever say. However, that being said, just using, you know, Dr. Hagelohr as our example, there's a lot that we could possibly reverse as far as the statistics in our culture today by modifying and adding this one element to our daily routine. Is that your belief?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I haven't been to a medical doctor in 32 years. That's exactly the reason. As I said earlier, if you look at the basic essentials for life, air, water, nutrition, rest, exercise, avoiding toxins, these sort of these you have to have sunlight and warmth. These are essentials for life. If you have a lesser value of the essentials, for example, more toxic water, more toxic food, etc., you don't survive as well. And if you don't survive as well, then you need a remedy. And if you don't have a remedy, you go looking for one, and you know, in that game, the advertisers win. So it's pretty pure, plain, plain and simple that the insurance companies and so forth run the medical establishment. And our business of what we're doing at Neekin is to provide these incredible products where people can prevent having maladies. It just so happens the barley is one you can take every day.
Okay. Now, Ran, on that subject of believing and knowing what it can do, what are some of the things that you and Teresa have seen, not only in your own physical life, but in people that you've introduced it to? I mean, is there one that just jumps out at you, a story that was pretty life-altering for you guys emotionally?
Vance, there are multiple stories, multiple stories of people who have had one day thought that they were going to die from a terminal illness, and the next day realized that, you know, they didn't have to. They could get well.
Okay.
And, you know, there's multiple documented stories about all people have to do is go out, get on the internet, and see for themselves, you know, or study this material for themselves. Dr. Hagelohr produced almost all the science on cereal grasses. He favored barley to be the best for being able to, because it's the winter wheat. He favored it to be the best, and but it's so close to wheat that it's, and the others, they're just all slightly different in their unique value, but he preferred the barley, the winter wheat, the more vigorous one, to develop throughout the marketplace around the world. The interesting thing about Dr. Hagiwara is his connection with Nikan to begin with. He was family friends with Mr. Masuda and Tom Watanabe, and so the relationship of Dr. Hagiwara's company with Nikan has been built on trust through generations and science. But the science is there. All people have to do is want to find it, and they can look for it on the Internet.
And I want to quote something that you put in your, I would call it a Christmas newsletter that you mailed out, and you included in a copy of some information that you sent me, and you guys said, "We believe it's everyone's birthright to be healthy and well, but we live in a toxic world with sick and unhealthy people everywhere. Most sick people seek help from doctors that only treat sickness with non-nutritional families." And you went on to talk about the seven health essentials, nursing and digestible food. Inside air quality is sometimes worse, and we've discussed that on previous calls. But truly, and then I look at the diagram that just beautifully is drawn out here with the the death, aging elements on the one side, and the life, energy, vitality, and natural on the other side. You guys are pretty passionate about this for a reason, but truly, we can, like you said, avoid. And it's not that the medical society in Western culture is bad. It's just that it doesn't have to be this mainstay that we've turned it into being. That you know, we cough and all of a sudden we think we've got tuberculosis, run to the doctor. But we can take our health into our own hands, and as wellness consultants, we tend to do that. But this is a real simple thing. So how do we take barley? You know, we've got it in powder form from Nikan in the Jake Greenzymes, or in the capsule form. How do you and Teresa take it?
Well, it's really best with chilled water or apple juice. Maybe put the apple juice in a cup or jar or glass, and if you fear the taste of it. But once you get a taste of it, it's incredibly delicious. And probably half the time I consume it, I just stick a spoon in the jar and kind of drop it down my throat. I know that sounds crazy, but let me share my personal testimonial with the barley grain. I'm 61 years old, and I've just basically, been pretty much, not quite a vegetarian completely, but pretty close to being a vegetarian. And was a sick person who got well, like so many of us, that would realize, take responsibility for health and realize that we're the ones in charge. And so at about 55, 56, 57, I was doing, 8-10 hours of physical labor in my backyard through the summer months. And as I go out and do this physical labor in the sun and so forth, before I started, I would take a quart of cold water and put 3 tablespoons of green barley in it, shake it up and go outside and sip on it. And sip on it and work, sweat, sip on it, work, sweat. But if I were to do, and I would go through 2 or 3 of those in an 8-hour workday. But if I had done anything other than that, maybe with the exception of raw celery juice, because I would be sweating and losing so much, so much salt. But when I would put the barley grain back in it, my body would just hum along all day long, not going up, not coming down, just humming along. If I wanted to eat something, I could. If I didn't, I didn't have to. I just keep going, keep going, keep going. It's life-giving food. It's life-giving. And when we put these life-giving nourishments into our body, that's what's going to give us health. If we keep our, we're suffering from 3 problems. We're suffering from toxicity, dehydration, and malnutrition, malnourishment. If you eliminate those 3 factors, as far as the health of the average American person, do you realize you'd be talking to a crowd that you could see with your eyes? I mean, there'd be less than 100,000 people that would be ill. People may be busted up from concussions of forces, but they wouldn't be having these terminal illnesses, because the quality of our air, the quality of our water, and the quality of our food are the key initial 3 components for health. We can destroy our health in other ways, but those are, if we have those three things, we're off and running.
Okay. Now, I remember from years ago I heard the fact, and I don't remember exactly where I heard it from, but regarding the jade green enzymes and the barley and the way it's processed and harvested, is that we're dealing here with a plant that, and I bring this up because you said you're tending to be more plant-based when you eat as far as a vegetarian lifestyle and diet, that we're talking about like 65% pure protein. Now, do you agree with that, or is that too high, or, you know, in the barley, the way we're consuming it?
Well, I don't compartmentalize it as that far down. All I realize is that, you know, if you're looking at it from a naturalistic observation, what I just told you about what it did for me, it was the only thing that would deplete my body. I tend to look at it like that. I don't think about my protein levels and what they have to be, or my cholesterol. None of those thoughts ever occur to me, to tell you the truth, Vance.
Okay.
But I just know from my research that it's loaded with amino acids and protein, digestible, and they're most digestible assimilated form for us. And, you know, we all hear that we need more protein, we need more protein, we need more protein by the Meat and Dairy Association. But what I just, you know, I don't even have those kind of thoughts occur to me.
Okay. Now, was there ever, Sandy Martin asked, and she's on the call, and she's going to say, Vance, you didn't ask my question, so I'm going to ask it right now.
Okay.
From Fremont, Ohio, it's the taste factor. And she wrote in and asked, you know, I've introduced it to people and convinced them just to dump the powder directly underneath their tongue, which is one of those things that our family, or I shouldn't say our family, half of our family takes it that way, myself and our youngest daughter. We just dump it under our tongue, and it's easier for us because we can take half the amount of, you know, what's the recommended dosage. And I was always told that, well, when you do that, you're kind of bypassing the digestive glands because it absorbs into the bloodstream through the saliva glands. And I don't know if that's the exact, you know, science on it because, again, I'm not a medical doctor. However, I know, as in case in point, this morning when I woke up after giving it, you know, 100% plus yesterday on the ski slope, that your body takes a toll. Even being in a wellness home and sleeping on a great sleep system, you wake up in the morning, and for me, half a teaspoon under the tongue, and I am rip-roaring ready to go in a couple minutes. I don't drink coffee. I never have, never have liked it. However, this is one of those things that literally can be a natural drug, but as Sandy shared it with people and seeing a quick diminishment or a quick, disappearing of their symptoms, they're still hung up on the taste. So you said apple juice. I know our family, Stacy and McKenna, use orange juice and grape juice. Pretty much nullifies the flavor. But for Rand, do you and Teresa both just dump it down your throat?
No. She will take it with spoon in hand and swallow it, though. So I guess the answer to that question is true. I'll do it much more often. And the taste factor is apple juice, grape juice is even better. But once you start getting away from those two juices, you can break it down. For example, with pineapple juice or orange juice or grapefruit juice, you'll really fry the juice enzymes too quickly with the acidic drink. So water is best. Drinking it by mouth, putting it under your tongue is best, but anybody initially can do the grape juice and that, or the apple juice, and that's, you know, we call those people the ones that just have a sweet tooth anyway, because that's why they're having to do that.
Now, when you just said something, and it might have slipped over other people's heads, but I don't miss much, even at 7 o'clock in the morning. the barley in combination with pineapple or orange juice, it breaks down. It does something to the acidic factor. How did you say that? And what's going on again?
Well, it's just not a good mix for the juice. You want the life of the juice to go down you. You don't want it to, you know, kind of fizz in the glass. And if you mix anything with citrus juices, if you mix it with that, I wouldn't worry about what's happening. the oxidation process. But what is more important is to understand how the enzymes of that grass juice are preserved. And there, within that consideration, is the reason that the Dr. Hagawara barley grass juices stand alone without competition, is because when this man discovered, Vance, that he had something that he had to share with the world, then he had to share how to give it to the world, because he couldn't go out there and juice it for everybody and have them drink that juice. You drink pure straight barley juice, which a friend of mine does, one of the PhDs that works for the manufacturer in the United States, grows this juice at home and juices it every day. Can you imagine? Is that better than the green barley juice that we have? Probably a little. Not much, but it is a little, because of the enzyme preservation. And what Dr. Hagawara did, it took him 6 years to figure out how to preserve the molecule of the enzyme so it wouldn't oxidize. It would stay alive. So as soon as it hits your tongue, or as soon as it hits the water in the glass, it begins to come alive again. But as soon as you pour it with grape juice, or orange juice or something like that, it'll come alive, only to be in an environment where it would oxidize very quickly. You don't want that. You want it slowly going through your system, because it's a blood food. It really is. And the life energy that's in that food that's come from the sun has been preserved. And therein would really lie the genius of Dr. Hagawara and what's separated him from everyone else, that and the fact he did the science.
Okay. And it's such an when you look at the cost factor, it's such an inexpensive addition. We're talking for a family of four, less than $1 a day to, as you put, such a blood food into our body on a regular system. And, you know, do we always like the flavor of everything we have to eat? No. But come on, people, get over it. I don't believe we'd be in the condition we are in as a country.
Vance, let me share something along those lines real quick.
Uh-huh.
This is exactly right. Most people eat for taste and taste only. Now, once I began to take responsibility for my health, I realized I had to first eat for nutrition, second for digestion, third for fiber, and fourth for bulk. So I would have everything that would go in and feed me and then exit the body naturally. And the taste was not as big an issue for me as it was a lot of things. More for me, I tried to eat raw, more raw, not necessarily all raw, less meat, so forth. People can eat any way they want to. We believe in Levitical law as far as what to eat and what not to eat. Mm-hmm. But as far as putting one food in your body, for example, if you were stranded on a deserted island and you knew that you couldn't have any other food, what would you choose? I would choose the green barley powder and J Greenzyme, because that would keep me alive for a longer period of time, give me a greater quality of life than any other thing I know.
Okay, well, that's a pretty powerful statement right there, because I don't think we could say that about steak and eggs. I don't think we could say that. And I know I shouldn't even have said that, because that's a whole other bunny trail, a whole other subject we could go down as far as what we choose, what's living versus what's dead. And as you said, the Meat and Dairy Association, how much they're cramming down our throats and literally, no pun intended, but putting in front of us saying, yep, this is what is going to do a body good here. You know, beef, it's what's for dinner, and on and on and on, and how really we're killing ourselves because of the acidity that's produced in those products. Got a few questions here I want to address, and this next set comes from Dr. Carol Guth, who is a longtime wellness consultant with us and very, very famous in the pain management clinic, is also with the field of anesthesiologists. And we talked about the gluten factor and people that have a sensitivity. Have you worked with people who have a sensitivity to gluten or reactions to that, and not seen that be an issue with the barley?
Yeah, I've seen people who, if they put their nose in an oatmeal can, they would get hives within a minute. And just breathe the oatmeal, they would get hives within a minute. You're not dealing with a drug here. You're dealing with a whole food, organic whole food nutritional product. You're not dealing with an issue where somebody could make themselves over react to it in certain ways or something else. I mean, some people are allergic to grass. I was in the company of a physician the other day, and I asked him about poison ivy, and he said, well, I took a poison ivy shot one time, so I'll never get it again. And he took a poison ivy shot 30 years ago, and he's never had poison ivy. And I've heard this before, you know, if you get overdone one time or something like that. So people, you know, I tend to look at the digestive tract of the body is so crucial to our health. And the people that are gluten intolerant are the ones who don't need to be putting it in their body anyway. They've already got digestion problems. That's why they're intolerant.
Okay.
Now we should be intolerant to some things that we shouldn't eat, obviously.
Right.
You know, that would make us sick. You know, we wouldn't want to go out and eat a dead carcass off a highway. So our bodies are fearfully made, but our modern civilized food that we eat, if we would eat for, like I mentioned there earlier, nutrition, digestion, lubrication, and bulk, if we eat the cleanest, best stuff in those areas, we're doing the best we can. You know, our cravings are our cravings. But we're dealing with a nutritional food. People ought to get an auto ship for at least one or two jars of J. Greenzyme, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the food that they can put in their bodies. That's the food that's going to keep their children awake in the class at 10 o'clock in the morning when most of them have had their donut and have conked out and have their head on the table on the desk. You know what I'm saying? It's like put one good food in your body for sure. What would it be? And I believe it would be the juice of the green barley grass.
Well, and see, Rand, I couldn't agree with you more, because for Stacy and I, when our oldest daughter came down with, you know, the typical springtime allergies to the pollen and all the different buds that were blossoming, it was right about that time when Nikan introduced the Jade Greenzyme. And we did not want to go the conventional Western medicine route and start getting shots and doing that, because I'd watched my brother do that growing up. And my parents wanted to make that same choice of not going that route, because it's just watching young kids go through that, it's just not a pleasurable experience. And the long and short of it was we started giving it to her just in grape juice and watching what would happen. And literally, when she would come down, if we left her window open in the summertime to let the cool breeze blow in, and again, all that pollen and other stuff would blow in as well, she'd wake up in the morning and her eyes would be literally swollen shut, you know, face all puffy, and she's like, I can't see. This is a 3- and 4-year-old. And yet when she'd come downstairs, we'd start her off. That was the first thing, even before breakfast. And while she was eating breakfast, I sat there one morning, and I could literally watch the puffiness dissipate and the eyes open up and the tearing and the watering can completely disappear. And it made complete believers out of us, because I'm like, if I can watch this in a young lady here, this little girl, what could it do for everybody else? Now, you talk about people that may have allergic reactions to gluten or whatever. About people that have allergic reactions or who have an allergy towards grass, is it an issue with the barley?
It could be an issue if these people had already convinced themselves that they couldn't do this. But once again, anything can be done on a minimal level. In other words, instead of taking a tablespoon of this, they could start with a tenth of a tablespoon and dilute it in a quart of water and treat it like a homeopathic. I mean, there's no reason. I mean, this is the sort of food, you know, you're going to put on just about anything you put out on the marketplace that, you know, for pregnant women and for infants, you should use caution. This is a food that, you know, is just perfect for nursing mothers and for infants. And, you know, it is a blood food. It will neutralize poisons in the body. And this is why, because it's cleansing the blood. It's giving the blood what the blood needs.
Okay, and that's a pretty powerful statement, and you said that before. It's a blood food. It's going to nourish the blood.
The molecular structure of the chlorophyll is so similar to the blood. The blood has an iron element, and I believe the chlorophyll has a magnesium element. And other than that, the cell structure, the whole structure, atom structure, is perfect. The molecular structure is the same.
Okay.
So you've got truly something, chlorophyll. I mean, what is it? You hear people talk about that all the time. You know, if you want to clean your blood, clean it with chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm.
And where does the chlorophyll come from? The green plant juice.
Okay, now obviously being an advocate, and Carol's got two more questions that I want to throw at you here, and I want to rapid fire through these next few ones. What have you found to be the best way to approach people about Nikan? Do you always lead with the jade green enzymes, with the barley? I mean,
No, not at all.
What's your opening to get the door to be able to walk through that?
Well, my whole approach to people is this what I have a fit for you? You know, if they say, Rand, hey, what do you do? I say, I am so glad you asked. You know, please allow me to share with you a few considerations, too, along the way. But, you know, the one-minute version is, you know, I've been in the wellness business for 10 or 12 years. I basically have an incredible product line for people that, you know, they can add to their home, nutritional, improve their water. First thing I would tell these people to do is two ways my people that I work with and really help and service, Vance, the two ways I feel like I help them most is first off get just the best water in the world in their home and then help them get some real life nourishment and nutrition coming through their home. You know, if they got a few hundred bucks to spend on something like that, then, you know, we want to sit down and let us kind of share with you what it is we have. And then there's other things we'd like to bring to your attention later. And then, of course, you know, I want to start the information process going and then try to go through more than two products with an individual. But they may have such a need for changing their diet or nutrition or something like that. You know, you're just trying to be a fit for the person.
Sure.
Be a fit for them and ask them what they want to accomplish. I'd say it like this. You, Vance, we got 3 minutes to meet in a parking lot. We got to go different ways. Vance,
mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you what I do and how I help the people I service, or you want to tell me what you're trying to accomplish? You go first. You want me to go first? And that's my approach.
Sure.
It's always, so
you're sensitive to people where they're at, and at the same time, you know what you need to share with them. You definitely have a passion and a vision for educating them. And whether it's starting with the water or the air, you really present, if I'm hearing you correctly, you really present the whole wellness home aspect right from the get-go.
I'm actually doing the exact same thing I started doing 32 years ago when I started being responsible for my health. I tried to improve my home. I tried to improve my home in every way I could because I knew that that was where everything was going to be. That was where my water would be. I would be breathing half the air in my life in my home. You know, if I was in my home maybe a third of the time or 12 hours a day, that's half the quality air quality. I mean, you know, if you can maximize air quality in your home. So I've always tried to do that. I've always had a unique approach. I've definitely come along. You know, I've owned Nikan mattresses for a number of years, but I've never really understood how helpful the magnet therapy would help me personally until I, you know, have 61 and a half years of aches and pains. So, you know, we're all yet to discover, you know, which of the Nikan products is going to help us the most next. We actually just got our cookware, and I was fooling around with that all morning. Just forgot everything I was doing because I was tinkering with the cookware. So, you know, my apologies to you for not getting in touch with you earlier, but I was tinkering with the cookware.
And it is such a fun toy to play with, to watch what it does to food versus if you have another, you know, high-end pan right alongside of it, and to see that how do you pronounce it? Oxidation process take place.
Okay. Yeah, it's the, you know, it's the rust effect, or our bodies want to talk about free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
One of which, there's science on the barley grain and free radicals. There's green barley products. There's all kind of science and all that stuff.
And you had said before, and I need to repeat this, that there's so much information, and you start poking around on the internet to find on this subject. I got a couple more questions I want to toss at you, Rand.
By the way, I sent you some really good stuff in the mail here not too long ago on all that Hogwarts science. I have some more of that.
Trust me, I'm only about three quarters of the way through that. But what would you recommend? Because there's the flyer, the little And I am sure this was fantastic. It was a quick read. Barley Grain, God's Source of Optimum Nutrition and Nature's Ideal Fast Food by Stanley W. Is it Gravely? PhD?
Gravely.
Gravely.
Dr. Gravely is you know, he's a barley green or green barley lover. He understands. He's been around this as long as I have, as far as this, the green barley products. And Stan got his PhD in marriage counseling or pastoring or something of that nature. And he's written some other books I give away to people too. So that's just a little booklet, but he's written several books that I share with other people.
Okay, because this one is incredible. I mean, it's like a 8-10 minute read, and I'm going to track down and see if we can get a couple hundred of these to Brad at Growing in Wellness and get them out there, or some of the other sources, because I think that right there, combined with a CD of this interview, would do wonders for opening the doors. But Linda Kurtz asked the question. Got a person who says that she's allergic to dextrin. And was concerned because it's maltodextrin is in one of the few ingredients that's in our jade green enzymes. Is that should be an issue or how?
Right. Maltodextrin is just a method by which is a natural corn syrup that is used to preserve the enzyme. And once again, I just could tell you that I've known one person in my life that never could really handle more than a quarter of a teaspoon full of barley grain at one time because of the maltodextrin that's in that. But, you know, just you would have someone like that put a quarter of a teaspoon in a quart of water and then drink that like a homeopathic and see if it's a good or a bad thing for that particular person. So that, you know, that's basically all I can say.
Okay.
I mean, if some people drank barley juice grass out of the field, it would make them sick because it would detox their body so well. it's the same with wheatgrass.
Sure.
But most of the wheatgrass that you buy in the health food store is contaminated or it's grown indoors, doesn't get the life energy from the sun or from the soil or from the actual air. So it's not going to have as high a quality of life energy.
And I know there's a lot to be said. I haven't had the privilege, but my parents, and I remember talking with them as soon as they came back from Japan and got to tour the plant and see how Niken processes it and what goes into it to keep, I mean, everything at the highest, you know, level of not only cleanliness, but to make sure that we're getting the optimum product possible.
Right. Well, the man that developed it had the biggest pharmaceutical company in Japan. So that's what we got. We got the best of medical as far as nature goes. We got the best science. I shouldn't say medical, just the best science.
Okay. Will Johnson of Pharma Ohio asked the question, can we develop, or could our bodies develop a dependency on a product like jade green enzymes? And would that be bad or, you know, because you had mentioned that, you know, if you're outside working and you're not in taking the barley on a routine basis that you start to wane down. Is that a bad thing to become dependent on that?
Well, first off, I don't think you could get a dependency developed, which when you say dependency, if you didn't have the barley, you wouldn't have as good a performance. If you didn't have the barley, you better have a substitute for the barley, and probably in all probability you would need one with more rest. Because you're going to probably have to eat more foods or drink more juices to try to match the nourishment intake you would have been getting.
Mm-hmm.
But when people think of dependency, they think of addiction, and by no means is this food product addicting. And so you're not dependent on it because you got to have it. You're dependent on it because it's feeding your blood, your blood wants.
So it's the life-sustaining proprietary elements that are in it that literally, it'd be like water. Should we become addicted to water? No.
Right.
I mean, we have to have it one way or the other.
Yeah, we're dependent on it. And our society is, as I said, really at the very beginning, every Western civilization it's ever stood the test of time has had a cereal grass as their basic food staple.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what's fascinating, because whether it's corn or it's maize or it's grain, you know, whole wheat, you know, there's always some element in that when we look at individual cultures. I got one last question that was emailed in to me from Tim Inman from Indiana. And we talk about the quality of what we have in the Jade Green Enzyme product, but people say, oh, yeah, I pick up barley at my local health food store.
Well, yeah, and like I say, all barley products aren't the same, and we have an incredible relationship with Dr. Hagawara and his company. He has had products in health food stores in the past, so, you know, I would just compare cost. If it's a Dr. Hagawara product, it's going to be a fabulous product, but I would just compare cost, because our job is to get the product to the people at the best possible price. I'm going to try to figure out a way to do that. In fact, you can do that with AutoShip. If somebody gets 100, a distributor that, you know, is building their business, is going to, you know, be able to get 100 points on a four, you know, by getting the AutoShip, they're going to get that 10% discount. So, you know, there's no more cost to ship one bottle than it would be four. So there's just so many good ways to approach the saving the money. But, you know, Dr. Hagawara does have other products in the marketplace through the, you know, the years of marketing.
Okay. And one other question, and I missed this one, however, comes from Debbie McNeil, and dealing with celiac disease. And I don't even know what that is, and I'm sorry for not knowing, but what could we see as a result with the Jade Greenzymes for people dealing with celiac disease?
Well, once again, when you're talking about a disease, you're talking about, why don't y'all ask your medical doctors about that sort of thing. I'm not a good person to ask a medical question to, because I don't go to those people.
Okay.
So you're asking me to talk about disease. I don't even go to these people. I am not smart when it comes to the disease. Now, I will tell you this, and I said it earlier, your digestion and elimination, your gut is responsible for your health. The Jade Greenzyme is a blood and gut food, because it's going to nourish, in this area. And so when you think of how the digestion process works and the value of being able to break down foods, and when you have foods that pass through the gut lining and just there's nothing there to break them down, how, you know, we get this, you know, these different kind of intestinal problems. When you're talking about all that stuff, people need to just realize, hey, I need to stop putting in things that are difficult for my body to digest and eliminate, especially when they're not nourishing it for me anyway, and then put good things into my body that are going to have life energy in them and help pass through my body. Go back to stop eating for taste, eat for digestion and nutrition, lubrication and bulk. Because that's the way the healthy people that live to be, you know, no ripe old age without problems. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly what they do. They breathe clean air. They drink good water. They don't sweat small stuff. That's what they do.
I'm laughing because I've been listening to this since 1975, 1976, 76. I wasn't even 10 years old, and my mom became what back in those days what we'd call a nutrition freak. Just because she decided to take our family's health into her own hands because of some things that were told to her by, believe it or not, our family physician.
And that's the value that every naked consultant can be to their friends and acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
They can show them why they need to be responsible for their health in this future, where there's so many limitations to the help that people think they're getting. It's just, and you know, we as wellness consultants are just, we're talking about wellness. We're talking about what it needs to be well.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
And I think that pretty much sums it up. And I know I went a little bit longer than I wanted to, but you got such a wealth of information. And, you know, we need to do this again and get Teresa's perspective on this, since she couldn't be with us on the call this morning.
Yeah, my apologies for that, but she is actually in transit right now and thought sucking about being on a cell phone.
Well, no, that's okay, because we'll make it happen again, because I know, you know, you're the type of person, Rand, that we could open up the line or somehow we could get a bunch of people to call in on a different line so it's not the chaos of all the background, but we could really have some fun. Rather than me reading questions, you just specifically addressing the guest. But I think when you talk about, and you sum it up when you said, you know, you're not a medical doctor and you're talking about disease, they need to consult their doctors or their physicians but when it comes to life-sustaining health, as wellness consultants, we really can help educating people and let's just say, hey, let's take baby steps and let's get things going in the right direction.
Yeah, and observe the obvious in nature. Just observe the obvious in nature and realize that when you put living foods into your body, you're going to get results.
That about covers it then. Well, Rand Crawley, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I'm looking forward to all the other wonderful things that are going to develop as a result of this relationship because of what can take place when we start getting people not only on the Jade Greenzymes, but realize the magnitude of what that will open the doors to in the future as far as the wellness home and everything. So,
thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. So want to remind everybody again that if you want to pick up a recording, I know I sound like a broken record, and records, for those of you who are too young to remember, they're not a CD or a cassette tape. But if you've got people that you know this information will benefit for them, just order the CD from growingandwellness.com. Brad will have it available, if not the middle part of next week, because it's so powerful to be able to take a bit of information and then pass it on to them and simply say, hey, here you go. There it is. We can't argue with that. So I want to say thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. So we'll talk to everybody next week.